the heaviest accumulations will be in the evening time, and then brings the ice. So, which I don't like. I don't like ice because then you're talking about potential power outages and everything here. And hoping that you all are not having that down there, which I don't thinking in my head, traveling all over the place with the military and being in Georgia. I don't remember seeing snow at all when I was stationed at Fort Gordon. So there you have it, okay? Kilo Foxtrot 4018 from KM4PPV.
Florida doesn't get much snow here. It doesn't get that cold. It's 62 degrees here now. But they're predicting bad weather this weekend, and it's supposed to rain and then turn cold. But nothing like it is where you're located.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, anyways, are you participating in field day today?
Well, I haven't participated in field day in several years now.
Roger that. Copy that. Yeah, I do participate, you know, as far as the summer, you know, but the winter, forget it. I don't. I remember there was, what, 2 years ago, maybe going on three, I participated in the club's field day and on the wintertime, and it got down really, really. It was snow, ice there. I said, and I told myself I would never do it again. It was cold. Even though we were in a shelter there, one of my friends' trailer there, you know, and he built it there. It was still cold in there. I don't care what anybody says. When you're having 18 degrees with snow on the ground and ice, it's cold out there. So yeah, I pretty much not participating today. Of course. I told him, I said, you know, it's going to be minus two. I said, what, you kidding me? I don't care if I'm operating in my car or not. You know, it's still going to be cold. Yeah. Back to you.
Roger, I understand. Last few years, I participated in field day. I did a digital. I did a PSK 31, and I made lots and lots of contacts on that there. But now there's not many people hams on PSK 31 now. The digital mode I mostly use now is FT8, and I kind of like that mode there.
N1 Indian.
All right, that operator. What you know, if you want to come aboard, come aboard. N1 DN, I believe you're calling your call sign. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. N1 NDN Mobile headed to our winter field day site. And, the whole idea of winter field day is to be prepared for weather like this. So, yeah, we're going to be right here in northern New York State. It's currently zero, and that's up from five below. So that's good. But it's a beautiful sunny day, and I got my electric socks, my electric vest, my Mad Bomber hat. We're good. We got three trailers, and some of us are operating inside as well.
Oh, Roger that. I think you said N1DN. Is that Roger? November 1, Delta November?
No, you're close. November 1, November, Delta November. There's three Novembers in there, and hardly anybody gets it right on the first try.
I understand what you were saying about, you know, about field day and whatnot, and but I mean, you're correct. We've got to be prepared and ready. That's what it's all about, emergency preparedness. But at the same token, I remember that day, that field day. I think it was 3 years ago, and it was really, really cold. I even had warm socks, and it was freezing out there. And I managed to get up to, I came in about 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, left about 6 o'clock p.m. I just couldn't do it no more. But other than that, well, I wish you all the best there. you know, with your field day and get a lot of contacts there. And you said what part of New York State?
We're going to be operating in Queensbury, New York, which is an hour north of Albany. Our call sign is going to be Whiskey Charlie Radio, W2WCR. And we're going to be on for most of the contest. I suspect we're going to break down a little early tomorrow because we're supposed to get 12 inches of snow, and I'm not sure that everybody has the appetite to break down antennas and bring their trailers home in that kind of weather. So we'll see what happens. But today it's beautiful up here. I mean, bright blue sunshine, and but it is zero, so it's not warm. But you know, I'm prepared for it. I used to do it in Indian Lake, New York, which is up in the Adirondacks, and I used a friend's hunting camp. And there was one year I came in, and inside the camp it was 15 below. And I've got video of us trying to work a satellite at 2 o'clock in the morning at 12 below, and a good stiff wind coming up the hill. So, yeah, we've had some pretty nasty conditions before. To me, that's the fun of it, but it does get a little ridiculous as I get older.
Roger that. I copy that. Hey, Paul, you still monitoring? We have another operator there. KF Caracillo Foxtrot 4 ONH from KM4 PPV. Kilo Fox 4 ONH from KM4 PPV. You still monitoring? The mic is yours there, Paul.
Roger. I'm still here. KF4 ONH. I just listened to y'all's conversation about field day. But, I don't participate anymore. I used to participate pretty much every year, but as time went on, I just kind of got burned out on it. And, but I understand, you know, that being prepared to handle times like this here when it snows or even floods like here in Florida sometimes and you lose power and what have you. I understand that.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know. I think it's because I'm getting up there in age and stuff like that, and it's just like I've gone to, you know, I do a lot of parks on the air, and you know, for me to go out really, you know, a lot of times when it's cold, it defeats the purpose. But and I used to throw up NFED halfways up in the trees and everything else, and you know, and you know, do inverted V's and stuff and put those up. And, you know, I used to have a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather now put my ham sticks on top of my mag mount in my car and work the world like that, you know, 20-meter ham stick and a 40-meter ham stick. But, yeah, I was going to say, Paul, FT8, I know there's a, if I'm not mistaken, with the rules, there's a lot of digital modes as far as if you're operating with the club, too, now you can use.
Roger, I have a ham friend that's across town that he does parks on the air, but he always does that FT8.
Roger that. Yep, that's true. There's a lot of different modes on parks on the air, including CW and stuff. But I managed to get up, when was it? Was it Monday? Monday or Wednesday. I think it might have been Wednesday I was able to get at the park because it was kind of almost in the 30s, going to the 40s, so I managed to get up there to operate, activate the park. All righty, well, anyways, are you still, is November,
Yeah, November 1, November, Delta, November. N1, NDN. Name here's Bernie on this end. Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm getting to the site here in just a minute. So we'll let you guys go. Enjoy your warm weather down there and lack of snow. I think the southern states are supposed to get hit with ice pretty bad, which I'll take the snow over the ice. I mean, we're going to get a lot of snow, but it's the light, fluffy kind, and I can get rid of that fairly quick. I'm not too concerned about it. We have the equipment to handle that. But, yeah, the ice, yeah, it's a whole different story. I'm not a fan. So hopefully everybody's okay in the southern states. This is N1 Indian in northern New York, 7-3. I'll catch everybody later.
Have a good day there. Enjoy the Q-Show. Hope you have a great day, you and yours, KF401H.
Alrighty. November, Delta November. Matter of fact, no, we're getting the snow also. I'm in Kentucky, so we're going to get clobbered. So first they said 12 inches, but now we're up to 8 inches. So to me, anything more than 4 or 5 inches is enough for me. So yeah, we're gonna get the snow. And you're correct. I think tomorrow we're supposed to be getting the ice too. All right, enjoy, stay warm, and we'll say 73s to you. And good luck with the field day. This is Kilo Mike 4, Papa Papa Victor.
Roger, Roger, 73. Hope you nurse have a good day, and try to stay warm. KF401H.
Kilo Romeo 4, India, Foxtrot, Griffin, Georgia, calling via EchoLink.